T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Trump administration is reinstating the federal death penalty.
CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum is on our news line. So, Thane, what is the Justice Department's reasoning here?
They're just saying that it's more fair for victims, the families of victims, that they should not have to wait any longer because there are 5 people awaiting death sentences in the federal system. And there had been a moratorium that President Obama implemented while the Justice Department conducted its own review of the lethal injections protocols. They never produced that report. It's just on their own, unilaterally, the Attorney General said it's time to resume death penalty executions in the federal system. Remember, this is in the federal system, not in the state system, and that's why the numbers are so few. There's 2,600 people in the state system, and there's essentially 5 in the federal system.
And all 5 of those executions are already being scheduled?
Yeah, they're planning to schedule it for the very beginning of the next year, I think December, January, February. They happen to all involve the murder of children. Now, remember, the reason there's so few in the federal system is because most crimes are state law crimes, the crime of murder. It has to include a federal element, a federal interest. For instance, the last time we actually executed someone in the federal system was back in 2003 for a man who kidnapped, raped, and murdered a female soldier in the army, and so that triggered the federal element.
Thane, we understand there will be a new lethal injection because that's come under some controversy in state executions.
Yes, quite right. It's not really new. It's just using one. Up until now, they've been using a cocktail of 3 drugs. But one of the problems is some of these drug manufacturers really don't want their sedatives to be used for this purpose. It's not good for them. It's not good for marketing or for whatever reasons. And sometimes there have been botched executions because of this cocktail. So some of the states, I think it's Georgia, Missouri, and Texas, have started to use a single drug. And so what they're all they're really trying to do in that Attorney General Barr has decided is that, well, we'll just do what Texas, Missouri, and Georgia is doing because it seems to be working there.
Thane, just this week, Joe Biden changed his stance and called for the elimination of the federal death penalty. So is the timing of today's announcement just a coincidence?
I think you're absolutely right. I think there's no question that there is not a coincidence that this is shaping up to be an election issue. Now, remember, it is a lawful under the Supreme Court that it's constitutional to execute murderers, people who have committed capital crimes. In fact, just in 2015, the Supreme Court upheld the death penalty with respect to lethal injections. And 5 of the 9 justices have been on record saying they're frustrated with how slow the death row process works. So on the one hand, it's constitutional under the 8th Amendment, according to the Supreme Court. It looks like the Supreme Court is not going to change its mind anytime soon. But 21 states have outlawed capital punishment. So states have the right to decide not to carry out these executions and not to provide the ultimate penalty for the ultimate crime. And there's no doubt that I think the Republicans are laying this out as another issue that separates them from progressives and Democrats.
Thane, thank you. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum. Among the names on the list, Dylan Roof, the Charleston church shooter, and Jokhar Tsarnaev, the Boston Marathon bomber.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.